This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إله الأولين والآخرين وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى الأمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Welcome to another episode of our Tafsir page by page, and inshallah ta'ala today we are on page 105 of the Quran, which is in the 6th juz towards the very end now of Surah An-Nisa. In the previous episode we mentioned the verses in which Allah Azza wa Jal highlighted to us and emphasized to us the role of the messengers and the duties and responsibilities and tasks that they are given. And that is essentially that they should give glad tidings to those people who believe in them and follow the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they give warnings of punishment to those who disbelieve and turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jalla then mentioned those people who turn away from Allah, disbelieve in Allah, bar others from the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, oppress those who believe and do harm to them, and how Allah Azza wa Jal will not allow them then to follow because of, as a result of their actions and their belief, they will not find a path other than the path that leads to the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the verse that we begin with today, which is verse 171, he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق إنما المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه فآمنوا بالله ورسله ولا تقولوا ثلاثة انتهوا خيرا لكم إنما الله إله واحد سبحانه أن يكون له ولد له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا. Allah Azza wa Jal says, addressing the people of the scripture, O people of the book, do not go to excess in your religion and do not say anything about Allah except the truth. The Messiah Jesus, son of Mary, was nothing more than a messenger of Allah, his word directed to Mary, a spirit from him. So believe in Allah and his messengers and do not speak of a trinity. Stop this, that is better for you. For indeed Allah is the only one worthy of worship. He is far above having a son. Everything in the heavens and earth belongs to him, and he is the best one to trust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse begins by giving us a general qa'idah, a general principle. Even though it is addressed to the people of the book and the people of the scripture, which are the Jews and the Christians, this is a general principle that applies to everyone, including to us as Muslims. Allah Azza wa Jal gives us a general principle in which he forbids us from two things and commands us with one thing. Allah Azza wa Jal forbids us from two things. The first of them is that we don't go to extremes and excesses in our religion. And that shows that even a person, when it comes to worship, religiosity, adhering to what they think is the religion, can go to excess. They can go to extremes. So it's not just the disbelievers or those people who don't believe in a God or don't accept a religion that can go to extremes in their actions and in their beliefs. People of religion can also go to excess and extremes in their belief as well. As we know, for example, from that which the people did, such as the Christians and the Jews and others, that they went to extremes in the way that they held up some of the prophets of Allah, such as Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his mother Maryam alayhi salam. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jal will then speak about in more detail in this verse 171 of Surah An-Nisa. But the principle is general. Don't go to extremes in your religions. Even for us as Muslims, we have to be careful on this point, because amongst the Muslims there are those who will go to extremes in issues of belief or in the status that they afford to certain people, for example. So there are amongst the Muslims those who believe and give to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a status above that which Allah azza wa jalla gave to him. He is the messenger of Allah and the best of creation and the most beloved of Allah's creation to him. But he doesn't have the powers of divinity. He's not a god besides Allah azza wa jalla. But amongst the Muslims there are those who call upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and make dua to him and think that he can provide them with children, that he can cure them when they're sick, that he can help them with their wealth and their financial problems. And they call out to him the way that they should call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is something which you find amongst the Muslims. And then there are amongst the Muslims those who have given status to the awliya of Allah azza wa jal, those people of righteousness and piety and knowledge above that which Allah azza wa jal gave to them. They're people of knowledge and they're people of special status because of their closeness to Allah azza wa jal. But again, they're not gods. They don't know the unseen. They don't control the affairs of the heavens and the earth. They don't grant you children or whatever else it may be. And so those people take them to extremes, whether it's from amongst the companions, as some people did with the likes of Ali radiallahu anh, and his sons Al-Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma and Fatima radiallahu anha, or whether it's what people did with certain scholars of Islam and certain awliya that they called saints, and they raised them above their station. And they essentially used them for benefit and to ward off harm and for children and for wealth and for a cure of sickness and so on and so forth. And that is something which where people can go to extremes in religion. And so this is something which a person has to be mindful of in terms of belief, but also then in terms of worship and action, because a person can go to extremes in terms of the way that they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why the Prophet told us sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for example, the person who, for example, fasts, as in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma, that if you want to fast and you want to fast often, you can't fast every day of the year. That's not something which is allowed. That's going to extreme and an act of worship. The Prophet said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of fasting is the fasting of Dawood alayhi salam. He would fast a day and he would miss a day. And likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited people from spending the whole night in prayer without resting as a norm. Yes, there are exceptions to that rule where you are going to fast multiple days, such as in Ramadan or the 6 days of Shawwal or the first 10 days of the Hijjah. There are exceptions when you will spend the whole night awake in prayer, like the last 10 nights of Ramadan and certain days of worship and nights of worship. Those are the exceptions to the rule. But does that become your norm throughout the whole year? No. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade people from doing this because a person can go to extremes in this regard, to excesses in the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the first thing that Allah azza wa jal tells us to stay away from and beware of, not to go to extremes in the affairs of our religion. And the second thing is not to speak about Allah azza wa jal without knowledge, not to ascribe lies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't speak about Allah azza wa jal with things that you don't know of. Like those people who associated partners with Allah, they said that Allah has a son, they said that Allah has partners, that is speaking about that which they don't know, that is speaking about Allah without knowledge. How do you know that Allah has a son? If Allah himself is saying, I don't have a son, then what right do you have to say that someone has a son? Like me and you, if I was to say that you have a son and you say, no, I don't have a son, I don't have any, I'm not married, who am I to say that you have a son? Unless I have proof to the contrary. And so therefore Allah Azza wa Jal is saying that these people are speaking about Allah without knowledge. And often the cause of shirk and bid'ah innovation in the religion is as a result of people speaking about Allah without knowledge and his religion without knowledge. And that is why it is something which is a grave affair, because all of shirk essentially emanates from that one thing, and that is speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his religion without knowledge. So those are the two things that Allah azza wa jal forbids us from in this principle. Don't go to extremes in your religion. Don't speak about Allah without knowledge. And what should you do then? وَلَا تَقُولُ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. But only speak the truth. Speak the truth. What Allah said, what Allah wants, what Allah Azza wa Jal revealed, that is the truth. And that is what you should be upon in terms of your religion. After establishing this general principle, Allah Azza wa Jal now applies it to the scenario or to the context that these verses are mentioned in, and that is for the people of the scripture. And so Allah Azza wa Jal applies it now to Isa alayhi salam, that the Christian said was the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They elevated a man who was a prophet above his station. So essentially they went to extremes in their religion and they spoke about Allah without knowledge and they concealed the truth. إِنَّمَا الْمَسِيحُ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Indeed, the Messiah, Isa the son of Maryam, was nothing more than the messenger of Allah. And the messenger of Allah is a lofty station. It is a great station. But that is all the station that he had. He doesn't go above this to the station of being a god besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the reality of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. And he is وَكَلِمَتُهُ أَلْقَاهَا إِلَى مَرْيَمَ وَرُوحٌ مِّنْ. And he was the word that he directed to Maryam, meaning that he said be, and he was. That Allah Azza wa Jalla decreed the birth of Isa alayhi salam, because Maryam wasn't married, no man touched her. And Allah Azza wa Jalla simply said be, he directed that word and he was. وَرُوحٌ مِّنْ. And a spirit from him, that Jibreel alayhi salam came and he blew into Maryam alayhi salam, that essentially made her pregnant, and from that pregnancy would be the birth of this mighty messenger of Allah, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. This is the reality of Isa alayhi salam. Without going to extremes, without ascribing lies to Allah, without speaking about Allah, without knowledge. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. So Allah says, so believe in Allah and all of his prophets and messengers. Believe in Isa as a messenger of Allah. Believe in Musa as a messenger of Allah. Believe in Maryam as a righteous lady. Believe in them in the way that Allah Azza wa Jal has decreed. وَلَا تَقُولُوا ثَلَاثَةً. And don't say that they are the Trinity. Don't say that they are three gods. That it is Allah and Isa and the Holy Spirit. Or that it is Allah and Isa and Maryam. And don't elevate him to the status that Allah Azza wa Jal didn't give to them. إِنْتَهُ خَيْرًا لَكُمْ. Allah says, stop this, for that is better for you. Better for you in terms of this life. Better for you when you stand before Allah Azza wa Jal on يوم القيامة. إِنَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. For indeed Allah is the one God alone worthy of worship. Allah alone is worthy of worship. There is no God besides him. He has no partners. He takes no child. He takes no spouse. He is subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and unique jalla fi ula in the manner which befits his majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. Your Lord Allah is the one God worthy of worship. سُبْحَانَهُ أَن يَكُونَ لَهُ وَلَدٌ. Glory be to him. Far above is he from having a son. Why? Because having a son is a sign of weakness. A child is taken because you want your legacy to continue. Because you're going to be old and ill at a time and you need him to look after you. Because you need him to manage your affairs. And Allah Azza wa Jalla is far removed from any weakness or deficiency, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then if Allah Azza wa Jalla is a God and his son is a God, then as Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions elsewhere in the Quran, in various surahs of the Quran, like Surah Al-Mu'minun and Surah Al-Anbiya, that if there were multiple gods besides Allah Azza wa Jalla, then those gods would always fight with one another. There would be rivalries, there would be battles between them. Which God is most supreme? Whose will is enacted? Is it this God or that God? And so it would cause a great deal of chaos and corruption and evil. And so there is only one God worthy of worship. Far removed is Allah Azza wa Jal from having taken a son. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. But rather everything in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. And he is sufficient as a protector. In verse 172, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, لَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفَ الْمَسِيحُ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبَدًا لِلَّهِ وَلَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ وَمَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفْ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَيَسْتَكْبِرْ فَسَيَحْشُرُهُمْ إِلَيْهِ جَمِيعًا. The Messiah would never disdain to be a servant of Allah, nor would the angels who are close to him. He will gather before him all those who disdain his worship and are arrogant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you claim that Isa alayhi salam is a god besides Allah. He's the son of Allah Azza wa Jal. But the reality is that Isa alayhi salam is one of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he doesn't disdain. He's not too arrogant or haughty or proud to be a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just as the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took honor in the fact that he was Allah's servant. And he would say, don't elevate me the way that the Christians elevated Isa alayhi salam above his station. Rather say that I am Allah's abd and his rasul. I am the servant of Allah and his messenger. And so Isa alayhi salam likewise is not so arrogant that he would disdain that he is a servant to Allah Azza wa Jal. Rather, the prophets of Allah take honor from this, that they are submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he is the Lord and creator of all. And so they seek honor in this as opposed to looking down upon it. And that's because the word slave or servant is something which is disdained upon when we speak about it in our own context, amongst ourselves. But when it comes to Allah Azza wa Jal, we should be honored to be his slaves. We should be honored to be the servants of Allah Azza wa Jal. So he's not too arrogant to be called a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, nor are the angels who are close to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. They too are the servants of Allah Azza wa Jal, the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they too do not have that level of arrogance or pride or haughtiness that they don't want to be described as such. And that shows to you that these prophets of Allah, all of them, the messengers of Allah, and the angels of Allah that are in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they know their place and they know their station. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jalla will mention, as we will come to inshallah ta'ala in verses, including in the next surah, Surah Al-Ma'idah inshallah ta'ala, when Allah Azza wa Jalla will speak to those angels and speak to those prophets and messengers and those things that were worshipped besides Allah, and they didn't give authority for that. They never wanted to be worshipped. Allah Azza wa Jalla will question them and they will free themselves and absolve themselves from those who worship them besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they knew their place and they knew their position. And that's why we mentioned in the last couple of episodes that when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam descends to earth towards the end of time, he will come down as a messenger of Allah and as a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he will say that he wasn't a god besides Allah. And he will establish Tawheed. And he will call people to Allah Azza wa Jal. And he will apply the Sharia of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is the reality of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is the reality of the angels who are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those وَمَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفْ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَيَسْتَكْبِرْ, but those people who are too arrogant and they disdain worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal alone, those are the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather them on Yawm al-Qiyamah together to be judged. Allah Azza wa Jal then differentiates between the two people that will be gathered before him. And he says subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 173, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْتَنْكَفُوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فَيُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا وَلَا يَجِدُونَ لَهُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. As for those who believe and do good works, he will give due rewards and more of his bounty. And to those who are disdainful and arrogant, he will give an agonizing torment, and they will find no one besides Allah to protect or help them. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the previous verse that all of the people will be gathered in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah and the Day of Judgment. All of them will be resurrected and made to stand before him. And all of them will be held to account, and they will answer for their deeds and their beliefs and their actions and their statements. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, as he often does in the Quran, distinguishing between the only two groups that will exist on that day. There is no third to these two groups. There are only two groups that will exist on that day. The first, as for those who believe. They believed in Allah. They worshipped him alone. They had full iman. They believed in the prophets and messengers of Allah as prophets and messengers of Allah, giving to them the stations that are theirs, but not elevating them up beyond that station, not going to extremes in their religion, not speaking about Allah or his religion without knowledge, not ascribing lies to Allah Azza wa Jal. Not only that, but then they did good deeds. They worked righteousness. They did as Allah commanded and stayed away from his prohibitions for them. فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ, Allah will give to them their full reward. They will have the reward of all of the good that they did, and Allah Azza wa Jalla, as we know, multiplies the reward of the good doers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor them. وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, and he will give them an increase of his bounty, an increase in terms of everything that they could possibly wish for. As we know from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the last person to enter into Jannah will have everything, the likes of everything in this world, and double. Or in the other wording, and 10 times its like. And he's the least of the people in terms of reward in Jannah. So in terms of their residence in Jannah, the clothing of Jannah, the food and drink of Jannah, the resting places of Jannah, and all of the other beauties of Jannah, these people will receive all of this by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace. وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ, Allah Azza wa Jalla will increase them from his bounty. And the bounty of Allah Azza wa Jalla is limitless. He knows no ends. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will favor them in this life, and he will favor them in the next. But as for the second group, as for those people who did disdain worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning they looked down upon it, they considered it to be beneath them to worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone, wastakbaru, and they were arrogant, they had haughtiness in them, فَيُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا, they will have the most painful, agonizing of torments and punishments. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا, they will find no protector besides Allah Azza wa Jal. No one will help them. Those gods that they worship besides Allah will forsake them. Those prophets that they elevated above their status, they will absolve themselves of them. Every place that they turn and every direction that they face, they will find no one to help them. And so they will remain in the fire of hell for all of eternity. Allah Azza wa Jalla then says in verse 174, يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم برهان من ربكم وأنزلنا إليكم نورا مبينا. O people, O mankind, convincing proof has come to you from your Lord, and we have sent a clear light down to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says to the people that everything that you need in order to find guidance, in order to find salvation, everything you need to know that which Allah Azza wa Jal wants you to know, in order for you to be guided to Him and worship Him alone subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order for you to find the straight path to Allah Azza wa Jal, it has been given to you. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بُرْهَانٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Clear proof has come to you. Clear proof in the form of the Quran and the revelation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Clear proof in the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have come to you, and they are clear for those people who seek that clarity. For those people who are pure of heart, are sincerely seeking guidance, sincerely want to understand what their purpose is upon this earth, and they're looking for that way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They feel that emptiness within their hearts, and they recognize it for what it is, that there is a lack of spiritual fulfillment there, that there is something that is missing from their lives, even though they may have the trappings and the luxuries of the dunya. They may have cars and wealth and money and other things, but within their hearts they feel a loneliness. Within their hearts they feel a wilderness. Within their hearts they feel that there is something missing. And the only thing that can fill that missing component of the heart is the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal and belief in Him alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they're searching and they're looking, and they're sincere in that guidance. Allah Azza wa Jal will give to them that guidance, because the word burhan is a clear proof, as clear as the sun in the sky. For those people who seek it, it is clear for them if they are sincere. But for those people who are not sincere, those people who don't really want it or seek it, then even if it comes to them with a big stamp on it, they will not see it. They will walk away, as has happened, as we know, throughout all of the nations, that their prophets would come with signs and miracles that they demanded themselves. And when they would see those signs, they would say, oh, this is some type of magical sorcery. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam split the moon for Quraysh because they demanded that he split the moon, and Allah Azza wa Jal gave to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that miracle. What did they say? That's sorcery. He's bewitching us. There's something going on here that doesn't make sense. Even the clearest of signs to them is not something which is enough. But the one who's sincere in seeking guidance, they will see the signs of the Quran and the signs that Allah Azza wa Jal has given therein, and the signs of the truthfulness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is enough for them. Burhanum min rabbikum, it is a clear proof that has come to you from your Lord. وَانْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. And Allah Azza wa Jal says that we have sent you this clear light, and that is the Quran and everything it contains, from guidance and from mercy and from instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal says in verse 175, which is the penultimate verse of this surah and the final verse that we will take in today's episode, and we'll leave then the final verse inshallah ta'ala for our next episode. Allah Azza wa Jal says in verse 175, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِهِ فَسَيُدْخِلُهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلٍ وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَيْهِ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. Allah will admit those who believe in Him and hold fast to Him into His mercy and favor. He will guide them towards Him on a straight path. And this is the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal, that those people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship Him alone, do as Allah Azza wa Jal instructs, and they hold fast to this, meaning they turn to Allah Azza wa Jal, and they hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the Quran and from that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam brought. Their whole life revolves around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and holding on to the guidance that Allah Azza wa Jal gave. What does Allah Azza wa Jal say concerning them? فَسَيُدْخِلُهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهِ. He will enter them into His mercy, wafadl, and His favor. And that is in this life that they will have the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favors, grace, and bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is before what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to them of the rewards and the delights of Jannah on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and how Allah Azza wa Jal will honor them on that day when there will only be two groups, those who will have salvation and those who will have damnation. Allah Azza wa Jal will honor these groups. وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَيْهِ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. Allah Azza wa Jal says at the end of this verse, He will guide them towards Him on a straight path. And that is why those people who have iman and those people who are sincere in wanting to seek guidance, Allah Azza wa Jal guides them. Those people who want guidance, Allah guides. Because that is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if you are sincere in wanting to find the truth, Allah will guide you. But if you're not sincere and you don't really want that truth, then you may not find that guidance. Allah Azza wa Jal guides as He pleases, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will guide these people to the straight path. And with that, inshallah ta'ala, we come to the end of today's episode. Barakallahu feekum wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.